This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, peripheral artery disease. Studies say at least 1 out of 5 elderly people suffer from hardened arteries, reducing blood flow to the limbs. Dr. Stephen Holman of Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital in Dallas says peripheral artery disease can be painful, but you can also manage it. And you can also avoid the disease.
Peripheral arterial disease is very common in the elderly, particularly over 60 or 70 years old. What is key about it is it's a marker for coronary artery disease and stroke. So if patients have peripheral arterial disease, there's a high likelihood they also have coronary artery disease or a cerebrovascular disease, which is blockage of the neck arteries, which can lead to stroke.
What causes this in the first place?
Top 5 things we talk about are diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, family history, or high cholesterol.
The usual suspects.
But peripheral arterial disease often doesn't get as much attention as coronary artery disease, and often they're kind of confused with each other. So the peripheral arterial disease, some of the classic symptoms would be what we call claudication or cramping and pain in the legs with walking, which is relieved with rest. So that's one of the early signs that's often picked up.
Is the hardening a result of plaque building up in the arteries?
Atherosclerosis or plaque that builds up in the arteries over time that then restricts blood flow. Talk about it like low water pressure. No matter how much you try to turn it up, it doesn't go anymore. So when you exercise your legs, your muscles demand more oxygen, can't get it, and therefore start to cramp and cause pain.
But sometimes, can't that plaque be prevented?
It can. It's really with diet modifications, low cholesterol, low fat diets, smoking, cessation, and of course, weight control. The real one I see coming up is diabetes. Diabetes mellitus is going to be the scourge of us for the future as far as peripheral arterial disease is concerned.
In terms of preventing it, you mentioned diet, but I'm hearing somewhat that dark chocolate may have something to do in alleviating this or preventing it, maybe?
Yeah, that's a fun one to talk about, of course. There was a study that came out of Rome where they had 20 patients and they see how many of them had an improvement if they ate a dark chocolate versus a milk chocolate. The idea is that there's a chemical called a polyphenol, which is also in red wine and black tea, that may increase nitric oxide production, which then allows the arteries to dilate. And so there was a 11% increase in their walking ability with that. But I think the key thing is it starts a conversation. So it's fun to talk about dark chocolate, a lot more fun than smoking cessation
or watching
your diet or not eating stuff. So I think it's fun to talk about it. It gets patients interested. But you know what? I can tell you for sure that exercise, walking can improve your walking distance if you have PAD and help prevent it. I can tell you for sure that if you watch your diet, keep underweight and avoid diabetes, that also is helpful. And then if you stop smoking, those are things that are guaranteed to help. And I think the dark chalk's a fun one to kind of get people interested in that.
We said this was a pretty common thing. About how many people are affected with this?
Well, depending on the study you look at, anywhere from 1 out of 5 to 1 out of 3 patients over the age of 70 have it. So it's a very common sort of thing that we see. Now, most patients can be managed conservatively. Most do not require an intervention, either balloon angioplasty or bypass or that sort of stuff. Most patients don't need that. Usually with risk factor modification, as well as a walking program, most patients don't need treatment for this. But it's great to know if you have it, because then you can look for other things that may be going on.
Dr. Holman, thank you for being with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.